This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode of Politics Without the Boring Bits is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. No doubt connectivity is a must in Westminster, and it certainly helped us to get this episode created and distributed to you listening right now. BT already connects more than 1 million businesses and public sector organisations, offering secure and reliable connectivity. Nearly 3/4 of people running a business or side hustle feel they couldn't do so without reliable broadband and mobile connectivity. That's why having connectivity you can count on is a must for business, whether it be facilitating multiple devices being connected at once or making team calls or guest Wi-Fi access for customers. BT's connectivity helps keep you and your customers happy. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
A looming general election, a party on the verge of an historic landslide, a leader with an iron-like grip on message discipline, waging war on complacency. Sound familiar?
I was literally looking at the screen and thinking, I think it's time the Tories won a few more seats, because otherwise this is going to be so big it's going to be an embarrassment.
Let me take you back 20 years to when New Labour swept to power with 418 MPs. I've been speaking to all of the key players in the campaign about life on the political front line and behind the scenes.
We'd write down all of Tony Blair's stock phrases, they'd put them in a hat, and then you'd pick out three pieces of paper. When he said your third one and you were the winner, you had to stand up, even if it was in the middle of a press conference or a speech or anything, and shout, House!
Including Peter Mandelson, Alistair Campbell, Angie Hunter, Margaret McDonough, and Tony Blair himself.
You know, we were told to disregard the polls and to go out. You know, every vote mattered.
Yeah, it was a big thing, but I didn't feel that joy that everybody else seemed to be feeling.
And we had candidates on the end of the phone saying, I didn't expect to get elected.
All of the episodes drop on Saturday, so you can binge listen over your bank holiday weekend. And get in touch and let us know what you think. Redbox@thetimes.co.uk or find us on Twitter @timesredbox.
Can I just say about John, it's not as if he was being left out. Everyone had their skills.
I mean, obviously, on Brexit, for example, I probably do have more in common at the moment with the Lib Dems. And I think, by the way, I'm not tribal about politics, and I never have been.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.